What are some of the best conversations you've had that you remember? I imagine that it would be when you felt heard, like when you really were in a conversation where they cared about what you said and you were seen and validated. Didn't mean they have to agree with you. It just meant that you were accepted, that you were heard and known. And conversely, on the other side, the conversations that might not have been so memorable or the one you would have been happy not to prolong would be ones, I imagine, where the other person were so focused on their own things that you maybe couldn't get a word in edgewise, or they didn't take the time to listen to you, right? That it was really all about them. I think at the heart of it, all of us want to be known and understood and accepted. We think about for a moment how we're able to take criticism from people that we know love us, that we feel want the best for us, that know our hearts, right? And you could hear the same criticism or the same advice from other people, but if we don't feel that that other person has our best interest or knows us or cares for us, then aren't we quick to disregard that advice? I think all of us want to be known. There's something about being accepted and loved that resonates with us. And today we hear that invitation from Jesus to come and see who he is. Jim read from Psalm. We heard the psalmist talk about how God knows us perfectly. He's made us, and there's nothing about us that he doesn't know because he is the creator God. And so there's a connection. In order to understand who we are, we need to understand who Jesus is, because that's when we will understand our purpose, whose we are, right? So as we consider these two things, being known perfectly and knowing the God who made us, let us pray and invite him in to help us understand his message for each one of us today. And he has a specific message for each one of us. It's not the same. We're different. We're individuals. We are created for his plan and purpose, but we need to seek his guidance. So let us pray for God to speak to each one of us this morning. Holy God, come into this time. Come into our hearts. You know our hearts and you love us. You see us perfectly. So speak to us this morning. Help us to hear again what it is that you think we need to hear, to feel what it is that you want us to feel. Because you know us better than we can ever begin to imagine, for you created us. So come, Holy Spirit, come into each heart here and speak to us. In Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Have you ever had times when you felt that people didn't understand you? Maybe there was a misunderstanding or miscommunication. So what you really meant to say, it was not heard and received in the way you intended. This has happened to me so many times, and I have to remind myself and others, look, I can't read minds, right? I can only go by the surface. And even that is flawed, because even the words we say sometimes can be misconstrued and misunderstood, so that what we intend is not what is received. So I think communication is very important. I mean, we have to communicate in many different ways, and each one of us have a different communication language, believe it or not. Some of us, words, you know, we really pay attention to words. Some of us, actions, we focus on actions, body language. There are many ways that we can communicate. For those of us who might feel misunderstood, and maybe that's all of us, know that there is one who understands each one of us, you, perfectly. You don't need to prove yourself to him. You don't need to do and act in a way that you think he wants, but you do need to come to him. And that one, as the psalmist writes, I mean, the words are so beautiful. Hear again what he writes, the psalmist. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. My friends, this is so important to hear today, because no one, not your parents, not your spouse, not your children, not your best friends, not even us will fully understand where we are. Have you ever had feelings and just been at unrest, uneasy, and you don't quite know, understand why? You know, you can't pinpoint what's wrong. My friends, the good news is God knows you inside and out. And he longs to enter into your life and give you peace when, and not just when things go wrong. You know, I was joking this morning, but it's the truth. You know, I mean, it's so easy when little things go wrong and they add up. You know, the heat and the this, not, and maybe I don't have the mic. That's happened, right? So we could get all thrown off track. But the good news is those things don't matter. What matters, and that's why we gather here this morning, what matters is there's a God who has created you. No matter what the world says, and no matter the hurts that we have because we feel misunderstood and forgotten, no matter what anyone or anything you hear, hear again the words of God. For he loves you. He invites you to come and see for yourself how much he loves you, who he is. Because listen, once we understand and we accept who God is, who Jesus is, the Son of God, God in human flesh, once we understand the gift that he gives to us of the Holy Spirit, my friends, we will understand that we were not alone. Even if the world is against you, and it will be, or it might feel that way. Have you ever felt that way? Where everyone was, you know, no one got you. It was just not working. I think we've all been there. And if that's the place where you have been, know that that place is not where God wants you to stay. That's why Jesus came. He wanted to bring us out of that darkness into his light. And I'm talking physically. You know, when we are feeling hurt and lost, misunderstood, and just, you know, those things start adding up, we feel the darkness weighing in. But what Jesus does is that he says, come and follow me. I'm going to take these burdens, you know, take my yoke. So we have to yoke ourselves to Jesus because he's going to carry our burdens. And it's an unequal relationship, my friends. It is an unequal because God carries us. And that's where the yoking is so important. We have to connect, reconnect with God, with through Jesus, because he's the one who's going to carry our wounds, our hurts, our pains, carry us when we can't walk. I think we've heard, and I'm not going to repeat it, but you've heard that beautiful poem about, you know, the person being reminded that when there's only one set of footprints, right? It's because Jesus, because our God carries us. It's not because you are alone. It's because God carries us. So how amazing is that news, my friends, that we have one who knows us perfectly in spite of our faults. And how many of us do not have faults? My hands are down. All of us, as much as we try to be perfect or try to do things perfectly, know that because we are human, because we are limited and imperfect, it's not going to be perfect. Things are going to go wrong. Accept it. But how we handle these things matters. How we handle the inconveniences, how we handle when people do things that we don't agree with, how we handle hurts and criticisms matters. Don't allow yourself to be drawn into that. Remember who Jesus calls you to be. Jesus called his disciples, and today we read about when he called Nathanael, right? Andrew. Andrew is the one who went and called. Call Nathanael. And Jesus tells Nathanael, I saw you sitting under the tree. I knew where you were. And Nathanael is just surprised and he's amazed that, oh, you know me? Oh, you definitely have to be the Son of God. And Jesus says, you know, listen, don't get too excited. That's not what's important. What's important is what you're going to see when you keep on following me. You're going to see the kingdom. You're going to see the angels. You're going to see more things that you can ever imagine. So sometimes we get caught up in what we want Jesus to do for us now in this human earth. We want him to heal us. We want him to fix the problems that we have in front of us. For me, I want him to grow the church and, you know, have people and all these things. But he's like, maybe that's
not what I want for you. Although it's a good thing. Maybe he has a different plan. My friends, consider the things that you want from God, that you want Jesus to come and fix for you. And when he hasn't done that, we falter in our faith. But what Jesus tells us is that don't get caught up in those limited human things. Because yeah, I could fix that for you right here and right now. But I want you to focus on more important things, eternity, the kingdom of God, which is going to be forever. But we, who are human, we focus on the earthly things, right? We focus on, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with wanting the church to grow. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be healed. In fact, God has done that. Jesus has done that. But we can't stay in that place. Jesus told Nathanael he saw him, but he had more things for him to do. Don't stay under the tree. Don't stay in the healing that I offer you. Because if you think about all the healings that Jesus did, physically speaking, what did he tell those folks? Go and tell others. The legion, the man who was possessed by a legion, right? What happened? He was freed. And then Jesus, he wants to follow Jesus. He wants to stay with Jesus. We want to stay in that place with God. And we don't want to come down off that high, that mountain, those experiences where we experience him. But Jesus says no to that man. He says no, go and tell others what I've done for you. He tells a Samaritan woman, go and tell others what I've done for you. Nathanael, all the disciples, he offers them an invitation to come and see for themselves who he is, and then tell others so that others can find healing and know whose they are. My friends, if you've struggled with things in this life, and if you are struggling with things in this life, and it could be anything, it could be things that we're trying to do our best to care for our families, right? And we don't feel that that's accepted or understood even. The fact is, you're not going to find your hope in any person. You're not going to find peace in anything that this world can offer. You're going to find disappointments. Even in school, we can work our best to get those good grades, to please our parents, to please ourselves, to please our teachers. In our workplace, we can accomplish so much and get those projects done. But my friends, because this world is broken with sin, know that that's not going to be enough. There are going to be problems. And it's not going to be fixed by our efforts. Jesus invites each one of us to come and see for ourselves what he can do for us. What purpose he has for us. Because if you've ever struggled with the question in life, what's my purpose? Why am I even here? Why am I doing this when I don't get any appreciation from my family? Why am I doing this when I keep making mistakes? Why? And if we question that, know that Jesus has an answer. He wants us to follow him so that as we turn to him and speak to him and pour out our hearts, sometimes with sighs and groans, you know, sometimes we don't have the words to explain how we feel. Have you ever been there where things have just gone so wrong that all you can do is cry? Where the groans are enough, right? And if that is where you've been, know that Jesus knows your pain. He knows your struggle. That's why he came, to bind us up, the wounds we have. He came to lift us up from where we are and then to fix our eyes, to change our perspective and keep looking at the kingdom, eternity. That's what he tells Nathanael, right? Like, this is nothing. Wait till you see what's waiting for you. My friends, don't stay in that disappointment. Jesus, he came, and here's his mission, so to speak. He states it clearly in Luke 4:18 when he begins his ministry. So he's getting up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He unrolls it and he finds the place, and this is what is written, and he reads. He said, "The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, right? That's where we get our strength. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That's for you and I. We might feel bound with all the problems. We might feel oppressed because no one understands us. No one knows us, and we feel misunderstood. We feel all sorts of things that lead to a broken heart. But my friends, Jesus came to heal us, to make us whole. And the only way, sin has broken us, my friends. Sin is when we, you know, everyone has a different definition of sin. But in essence, sin is doing anything that is against God. And God tells us we can't be the God of our lives. So sin is doing things the way we want to do them just because we think it makes sense. That's sin. What Jesus came to do is help us understand and reorient, reprioritize, to come and see the right order of things, the way of the kingdom, and that is to put God first. God has to be God of our lives, where we have to come and to Him and see what He wants us to do for every little thing. Yes, my friends, I'm talking about every single little thing, to making the decision of where you're going to go to school, who you're going to marry, how you're going to live, what response you're going to give when someone says something that just hits you the wrong way or the right way. Doesn't matter. Every single thing, my friends, if we seek God and His way, then we will find that we will be restored to who we were made to be, who we were made to reflect. You and I are made in God's image. We are precious. We have a purpose. And each one of us has a different gift and a talent for His purpose. So my friends, if you have not considered what your gift is, what your purpose is in this moment, and it doesn't have to be the same thing you've always done before, God is creating a new thing. I invite us this year to make a resolution to come and see for ourselves what our purpose is, who Christ is. And my friends, we have so many ways to do that. The Lent study, the daily devotional that's in the narthex, daily conversation prayer with our God, reading of the Bible, joining the Bible study. I already said the Bible study, but you know, I'm hoping we can do small groups so we can strengthen each other in the faith, join in mission opportunities that we have. My friends, come and see for yourself what God has in store for you. And as you do, you will find your purpose. Because once you know whose you are, everything will change. And the wounds and the disappointments and the anger and the bitterness and all the broken ways that we feel in this world, that will be healed and made whole in the one who can offer us complete healing. So may we come and see for ourselves who God is and whose we are. Amen.